Welcome to the 2011 August Institute. What's your name and your position?
Mr. Arvish, and I teach Title I at Victor School.
What's your favorite part about this August Institute so far?
Connecting with other teachers and getting some new ideas about the curriculum we'll be using this year.
Do you prefer Miracle Whip or mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise, definitely.
Your name and your position?
My name is Diane Woodard, and I am the Instructional Technologist for Region 5 for the state of Montana.
What has been your favorite part so far?
I think my favorite part was the digital jam on Monday evening and watching teachers overcome their fear of getting up in front of folks and truly experiencing technology at a level that they've never seen before.
Do you prefer mayonnaise or Miracle Whip?
Is that really a legitimate question?
Yes.
I really don't like mayonnaise or Miracle Whip.
So what do you use as condiments on your sandwiches?
I use mustard and blue cheese dressing.
Hello, now I'm here with Hannah Sachs, a technology assistant from Victor High School. He's been volunteering here, helping out. Now, Hannah, what have you actually done here?
Well, for starters, I'm a technology assistant. That means I go around and help people get online. Such things as old people coming up to me, like teachers that are not used to Wi-Fi. Because somebody called it Wi-Fi, and I was like, it's Wi-Fi. And like, what's Wi-Fi? And I was like, wireless internet. They're like, oh, can you help me get to it? And I'm like, yeah.
Okay, now what else have you done around here besides that one story? You've been here for 2 days, am I correct?
Yes.
So, what have you done in your other time?
You asked that question twice.
All right. What has been your favorite part so far?
Well, I like the the kickoff or whatever Kevin Honeycutt did. It was funny.
The keynote speech.
Yes, the keystone.
Keynote speech.
All right.
Well, congratulations on that, Tanner. Now, the toughest question yet: when you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, do you go light on the peanut butter and heavy on the jelly? Or other way around? Lots of jelly, minimal peanut butter. I just said the same thing twice. Whatever.
I like more peanut butter than jelly because I'm more of a fan of peanut butter. It's richer in nutrients and it's better for you.
Do you prefer creamy or crunchy? Crunchy.
I like crunchery because it's like Captain Crunch, you know? In a different country.
Thank you for your time, Tana. That'll be all.
What is your name?
Gloria Howell.
Hello, Gloria.
Hi.
What is your favorite part about this institute so far, besides the elevator ride?
My favorite part is learning about the new technologies that are available for classroom use.
What do you prefer, Mac or PC?
Actually, at home, I'm a Mac user, and at work, I'm a PC user. I do prefer the Mac.
Okay, that totally threw off my joke. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
What's your name?
Kevin Honeycutt.
That is true. Where are you from?
Originally my mom.
That's cool.
Okay, Griffin, yeah.
What do you do here?
Well, I just came in to do, I did a keynote yesterday and some breakout sessions and collaborated with teachers and educators and this fun stuff.
So I know for a fact you're a Star Trek fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which captain do you prefer?
You know, it's really hard. You know, if you're into libido, you have to go with Kirk, right? I mean, he punched you first and asked questions later. If you're into cerebral, you're like Picard. But I have to admit, when Picard first came out, I thought, he's going to die and Riker's going to become Kirk and we're all going to be fine. But then I learned to love both captains. In my heart, it has to be Kirk. I mean, he was the first, right?
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your time.
Good question. Yeah, all right.
What's your name?
Mandy.
Mandy. What's one of the main things you've learned that you'll remember and take with you?
One of the main things I've learned is the Lulu site for publishing.
Can you tell me about that a little bit?
The Lulu site for publishing allows anybody to upload information and to publish it, whether it be free or whether it be paid for, and they can create books and have it sent to them. So it's a really good writing tool or just an interactive introduction. And Google Sketch, I think that is just awesome, which is a 3D.
Do you think this technology could be used to further education?
Yes.
Advances?
On many levels. And I'm not entirely sure exactly I can think of different ways how, not off the top of my head, but I think that you could do it for writing. You could flip your classroom so you could do more one-on-one application time instead of lecturing time. I think there's a variety of ways to use the technology in your classroom.
So do you think an iPad would be better than an old-school math book?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think that most students would be more engaged if it was an iPad more than if it was a math book.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.